Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Energy Minister, Mick DeBrenny, claims the advice CS Energy provided prior to the Kalaid Sea Power Station explosion in 2021 was incorrect. The day after the explosion, Mr. DeBrenny stated, "We can guarantee that all the maintenance work that is required to be done on all of our power stations has been done." However, the recent release of damning draft report disproves this. Mr. DeBrenny, however, told reporters he was misinformed and provided advice based on specific information from CS Energy at the time.
Police have declared an exclusion zone for firefighters to contain a massive industrial fire. A fire in a steel building in Kingston, Logan, was reported at about 10 p.m. yesterday. A woman in her 20s and a man in his 40s were taken to Logan Hospital in stable conditions for medical concerns. Residents living along Kingston Road, Dewars Road, Skyline Drive, Jacaranda Avenue and Hibiscus Street were evacuated as a precaution.
In national news, an Antarctic air mass will bring fierce winds and snow into southeast Australia over the coming days, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. The low-pressure system linking up with a northwest cloud band is going to bring chilly and damp conditions to South Australia first on Friday before moving to Victoria and New South Wales during the weekend, and Brisbane finally on Saturday. BOM meteorologist Angus Hines said a broad spray of rain is predicted, but would not cause any flooding.
The next story contains mention of sexual assault, so listener discretion is advised. A new report from the ABS has uncovered that sexual assaults reported to police have reached a 31-year high. The number of cases reported to police rose by 11% in 2023, which officials say does not accurately represent the high number of incidents that actually occur. According to the new data from the ABS, there were 36,318 victim survivors of sexual assault recorded by police last year, which is an increase across all states and territories. The most common age group in the data set that experienced some kind of assault were people aged 10 to 17, with 41% of victim survivors falling into this category. Samantha McNally, ABS Head of Crime and Justice Statistics, said that this is the highest rate of sexual assault victim survivors recorded in our 31-year data set.
In international news, US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will have their first of two televised debates later this morning, Australian time, ahead of the upcoming US election in November. The debate will air at 11 a.m. this morning. 4 months ahead of the election, this is the earliest presidential debate in contemporary US history and the first ever between a current president and a former president. It will be broadcast live on CNN in the US, but will be streamed by the ABC, SBS and other channels in Australia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, with cloud increasing during the late afternoon and evening. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate of 4. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more, and in the meantime you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.